to be in this intimate setting and this spontaneous occasion where we have come together to offer our very deep and heartfelt appreciations for His Holiness Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj and the unparalleled service He has rendered to Srila Prabhupada and the entire Vaishnava community over many long years. Srila Giriraj Maharaj was brought up in a very affluent family. In fact, just 2 months and it was 11 minutes and 15 seconds. No, I was driving the scooter. His father, a very, very famous person, what? A judge. Leader of the most powerful and influential group defending the religion that he followed. He was going to, Giriraj Maharaj was going to a very, very high class university. He had a future where there was no question. He would have been a multimillionaire if he didn't do anything, not to speak if he used his incredible God-given intelligence with the degrees he was earning. But then he met Srila Prabhupada, and to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission, he was willing to leave all that behind. And when Srila Prabhupada called him to India, the devotees were living in such a meagerly and austere way. Really, the only thing they had to survive was their faith and enthusiasm to serve Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj was sometimes becoming very ill, diseased, sickly, became very lean and thin. And his mother and father came to India, begging and pleading with him to come home, promising him millions and millions of dollars, a whole life full of comforts, luxury, success, prestige. And Srila Prabhupada offered him a place in a jungle called Juhu, infested with dangerous rats, mosquitoes with malaria, and neighbors who hated him and would do anything to get him out. And Srila Giriraj Maharaj chose that because he had given his heart to the lotus feet of his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada would say, Bombay means Giriraj. He wasn't Maharaj. Bombay means Giriraj. And I remember in 1974, when through the fault that came to live in the valley. He stayed in the little gray house. And every morning he would come to the temple and give class. And practically the rest of the day, he was either sending or receiving telegrams to Giriraj Maharaj in Bombay, because some very serious crisis was taking place. And Srila Prabhupada entrusted his most important project of the time to Giriraj Maharaj, because Prabhupada had complete faith in Giriraj Maharaj's sincerity and surrender. Even though he knew he was in a place where he didn't know how to deal with the politicians, he didn't know how to deal with the bureaucrats, he didn't know how to deal with the construction workers. He was a foreigner. He was very sickly because he didn't know how to deal with the culture. But Srila Prabhupada had complete faith that here is a disciple that is surrendered to me, and everything will be fulfilled through that surrender. And there is no greater honor or blessing than receiving such faith in from one's spiritual master. So we are just speaking of one drop from a vast ocean of the wonderful glories of Srila Giriraj Maharaj's incredible service to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Steadfast over the years, through problems, where factually most of the people who were here in Bombay came and went because they just didn't want to deal with all the anxieties and problems that it took to build this place. But Srila Prabhupada knew that Giriraj Swami is one person who will not leave. He will remain. And Srila Prabhupada so graciously empowered Giriraj Maharaj to perform service that no one else has done. And how Srila Giriraj Maharaj would cultivate people was something extraordinary. Years ago, I went out with him when he was visiting various people, very, very important people in the city. And he was their father, he was their son, he was their Shiksha Guru, he was their friend, he was their business associate, he was everything. He was their lover. I mean, he practically everything. And he would talk to them, he would give them books, he would preach to them.
day, it happened that one of my sons, he brought one Hindu boy. He was the son of Mr. Thorani, as we know him. That boy, he had a magazine with him. He came to my house. From a distance, I saw that. It's a very beautiful magazine. I could understand that it was Lord Krishna in Gopal form and Mother Yashoda. I was astonished. I told him, just come here in front of me. He came. I saw that magazine. It was written Back to Godhead. This was the first time I have read such a wonderful name. I went through that magazine. I asked him, well, I'm from Bengal. It was from my very beginning. I know God. After going through pages, I asked him, where did you get this magazine? It's wonderful. One American sannyasi, he visits once a month. I was astonished, American sannyasi, that was the first time I have heard that American sannyasi. Though I have read one book, autobiography of a yogi, in that book there was some mention of American sannyasi. I told him, okay, when he is coming next, so after 1 month he will be coming. Okay, as soon as he comes, just let me know. Well, after 1 month, that American sannyasi didn't come, but he sent his emissary, Amoghlila Prabhu. Exactly after 1 month, he came. I asked him. He told me about the ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada and Bush. I told him that I am not interested in anything. I just want these books. What I have to do, tell me. All type of books written by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And he told me then, wow, Giriraj Swami Maharaj, he is also here. Then gradually, he promised me that he would supply me books. So he gave me, I told him, what I have to do, tell me. You become a member. Okay, immediately make me member. At that time, the payment was 3,333 rupees. I paid him half, 50% immediately, and he told me that after 1 month you just pay. I became a life member in 1981 just to read Prabhupada's books. Giriraj Swami, he is the pioneer of Krishna consciousness movement in Pakistan. And Amoghlila Prabhu, he was his assistant, I could say. Then gradually I met Giriraj Swami Maharaj. He is my Shikha Guru also. I did nothing. I didn't know anything about ISKCON. Anyhow, from my beginning, I knew about Lord Krishna. We used to call Lord Krishna, Lord Brahma, Kanai, Balai, and Nitai, Nimai. After that, I came to know it is Krishna, Balaram, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, without knowing all these things. Giriraj Swami Maharaj, he was very kind to me. In 1984, for 6 months, I was in the ISKCON temple, Karachi temple. I didn't know anything about anything. I used to cook there. I used to take care. Now, Giriraj Swami Maharaj, he used to come once a month, or I do not recollect, once a month. Amoghlila Prabhu, he was always there. Gradually, he started cultivating me. I will never forget. There are so many obstacles, impediments. We are always under watch by different intelligence agencies, especially me, because I was the only Bengali Hindu Bhattacharji in whole Pakistan out of 13 crores of people. Yes, there was not a single Bhattacharji there. They are astonished, why, what this Bhattacharji is doing in Pakistan? And for 3 years, they had been inquiring about me. And after that, it was just after Bangladesh fall. They allowed me to stay in Pakistan. For that reason, I am here today, because they allowed me to stay in Pakistan. He was just like a father, guru, guardian. We stayed together in the temple. Once, I will never forget, back in 1984, he asked, one evening, he asked me, Aniruddha, you just take this whole set of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That was the first time. I immediately agreed. Of course, I paid for it. It was 1600 rupees, Maharaj. I paid you 1000 rupees then and there, and 600 rupees next day. And it changed my life. That was his mercy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the great acharyas, they came to my house to me. I will never forget that. He was such a guardian. His mercy is always there, because there are so many difficulties, especially from different intelligence agencies. Once, I remember, I was in the office. Amoglila Prabhu, he came. He was very excited. He told me, Aniruddha Prabhu, you know, I have been declared persona non grata, that I have to leave within 24 hours from Pakistan. Why? Because they declared me as Indian spy. So who? I asked him. One Colonel Ahmed. He was in the foreigners special intelligence branch. I knew him because in my company there are a lot of foreign buyers they used to visit. Very big, big buyers. Garment. Ready-made garment buyers. So with them I used to go to that department also for their visa purposes. So I knew him. He told me, please help me. I was thinking, you see, I am the only Hindu Bhattacharya here, and they know it. Anamagliya Prabhu, he is in ISKCON, I am also a member. Now it will be very open. They know it. It will be very open that I am also involved. Anyhow, I just remembered Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. I ventured to that office. That Colonel Ahmad, he was sitting in his office. As soon as he saw me, he came out. Told me, Mr. Kumar, my name was Vanu Kumar Bhattacharya. Mr. Kumar, what can I do for you? I told him, look, Arjun, you have declared Amoglila Prabhu as Indian spy. Why? What he has done? Because you don't know he's Indian spy. How? How is Indian spy? He doesn't have a wristwatch even. He doesn't have a radio. You don't know all these Krishna conscious people, they are doing so many things. Let's see, he is distributing books only here. And those books, they don't have any anti-state matters. You just check. He doesn't have a proper visa. He comes every now and then, very doubtful. Look, Colonel, just I am giving you guarantee. Okay, tell him next time when he visits here, he has to bring a proper visa, visit visa, not 3 days, 7 days. What Amoglila Prabhu used to do, after 7 days, he used to fall sick. Take a medical certificate, then apply for extension, like that. They didn't like that. They knew that he is involved in this, but they couldn't have any reason. You see, there are other things, any anti-state activities or something like that. So many obstacles were there. So I used to maintain a very low profile. I informed Maharaj also about that. I used to be the postman there as a chauffeur. Any visiting Sannyasi Maharaj, they used to come, has to be their driver for up and down. And in my office, because it was Prabhupada's mercy that we had all facilities, fax, telex, telephone, so many facilities. For 12 years, I used those facilities for the Prabhupada's movement. And my company, they didn't object. Thousands of rupees it was spent for that purpose, but they didn't object. That is Prabhupada's mercy and Maharaj's mercy also. Then gradually things started happening. There was Ayodhya Mosque. They destroyed. They destroyed in return. They destroyed all the temples in Karachi. It was very pathetic. Only one temple was they didn't touch. That was Karachi Ishwar Temple. There was a reason behind it, Maharaj. Because all around the temple there are big, big shops, electronic shops. They went to Pakistan Army. They paid them money, and they said that you just save this temple so that we are also saved. That was the reason that that temple was saved. Otherwise, all the temples were burned. Then I thought that it's time now that I should leave. My company chairman, he was a foreigner. He told me, why you are leaving? So whatever remuneration you are getting, I will double it with all facilities, so many facilities. I told him, if you give me a kingdom, I won't stay here. The last offer, my son informed me from Karachi. He said that your father, if he still agrees, he can come. He will get 1 million rupees per year. He can draw any time. Just come in the company, join, and just sit. That will require his presence only. I told my son, tell him, the last time you heard that I am somewhere in Himalaya. Cannot be contacted. Giriraj Maharaj, what can I say? His contribution in Karachi, in Pakistan, is so much, still people still remember. I will never forget. I'll never forget. Anything else, Maharaj? That's all I did. Thank you.
Giriraj Maharaj was a legend before I even met him. When I first went to the Boston Temple in 1972, some devotees were telling me about this one brahmachari who was such a hard worker. And he was the temple commander, and he worked so hard that now he was in India. But when he was there, sometimes late at night, 11 o'clock at night, he would just be starting to chant his Gayatri, and he just all day long just working so hard, and they were all praising him so much. And actually, some years later, Adi Keshava, Prabhu, my godbrother, was telling me that sometimes, I'm telling off what? I'm telling funny stories?
No, no.
Adi Keshava one time told me that that when he was starting to see the devotees in Boston, he was a college student, and sometimes he and his friends, after college, they would go to the Boston Common, and they would sometimes see the Sankirtan party there. And they used to like to harass the devotees, call them names, and do things to them, and try to disrupt their whole Sankirtan. But whenever this one brahmachari was there, Adi Keshava said, if he's there, that one, he's two together. We cannot harass him, so forget it. Whenever he was there, they didn't try to harass. When I first came to Bombay, Giriraj Maharaj was actually in America because he had gotten sick. So when he came back, 1973. When he came back, then he had had jaundice. So one good thing that is good for jaundice is papaya. So every morning I used to try to give him a plate of papaya for his health. And like Radhanat Maharaj said, he just knew how to steal all the hearts of all the people in Bombay, and how he used to go out and do the life membership preaching. In those days, we didn't have anything to show anyone. We didn't Even we used to have an album of pictures of the temples and the deities. And even in the beginning, even that wasn't there. I remember the time when we first started showing the album. It was a big thing. We could go to someone's house and show this album of all the pictures of the activities going on. Before that, we had nothing. But he would make so many life members. He would just go and preach to people and steal their hearts and just give them a promise of the future. What Prabhupada had an idea of the future of ISKCON and how he would present it, everyone would just immediately, you know, accept it and want to be a part of it, want to be a part of Prabhupada's mission, just by the way he could present everything. So he was so pure and so innocent, and they could feel that purity coming from him. One time his mother and father came to visit Bombay. In those days the guest house was not ready, and we had just a small temple on the Hare Krishna land. It was just like a little makeshift building. And then for Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, we had some folding chairs, and people would sit in the folding chairs, and someone would sit on the Vyasasa in the temple, which didn't have any walls. The temple had no walls, just a ceiling and some posts, things. So his mother and father went to the Bhagavad Gita class one evening, and Achyutananda Swami was giving class, and he started telling all about the following the four regulative principles and all these things, and how I forget exactly what he was telling them, but they started getting more and more and more afraid of what he was saying, and they were going because I and his mother one time Giriraj Maharaj had fixed a flat in one of the buildings in the back of the land because we didn't have a guest house. So his baron stayed in that flat. And one time coming up the stairwell, his mother came out of the door, and he was coming up the stairwell, and I was there somehow on the stairs, and I was watching, and his mother just grabbed him, and she kissed his cheek, and he was going, it was so cute. But mostly also in Bombay, he was working so hard. It's like Radhanath Maharaj said, it was so austere in the very beginning, how the devotees lived. And they had this little chetai hut, and they had to live in that hut, and there were six different species of rat and snakes and red ants crawling all over the body in the middle of the night, and it was really, really austere. And sometimes